This past fall, campus leaders at Texas Southern University in Houston canceled a speech by State Representative Briscoe Kane, an outspoken member of the House Freedom Caucus, after dozens of protesters filled the event area to disrupt the speech. Around that same time, Texas State University had its own student First Amendment rights conflict brewing. Rudy Martinez, a student columnist for the University Star newspaper, had written an opinion editorial piece titled, "Your DNA is an Abomination." The college's student government criticized the piece as being anti-white. Under pressure from university officials, the newspaper fired Martinez and his editors. Texas State University's president, Denise Trouth, condemned the article as abhorrent. In a statement, Trouth said, while she appreciated the free exchange of ideas the student newspaper represented, she still expected student editors to use good judgment in the type of content they print.
The fact that it's university newspaper still gives rights to the editorial staff and to the writers on the paper.
Al Kaufman is a constitutional law professor at St. Mary's University School of Law in San Antonio.
As long as they have a paper that's open for students to write, they're really supposed to allow students to write their opinions without controlling the content of the opinion.
State Senator Brian Hughes, Tyler Republican, and vice chair of the Senate State Affairs Committee, says while all speech isn't pretty, it's essential that all speech is protected, especially on state college campuses.
When we try to stifle unpopular views or views that we don't share, we're really asking for trouble. The problem is really content-based restrictions on speech, where the university says that position you're taking is so offensive, so wrong, so contrary to what we believe, to our values, that we're not going to let you say that. We're not going to let you bring that speaker to campus.
Hughes says the idea of protecting free speech on college campuses will likely be one of the larger issues that lawmakers will address when they return for the 2019 legislative session. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.